When we're done with Simin Kuftani Hey, I'd like to give a bechina of what we've done until then. The other bit of information is just in terms of the sugyas that we're learning now in the Maor Mekomos. What I'd like you to do over the next day or so is to, I hope to give Hashgafa tomorrow, what I'd like to do over the next day or so is to learn Orech Chaim Simin Shin Lamed, which are the dinim of Yoledes and Shabbos. And once you, and also look in Yerideya Simin Kuf Pei Ches Se'if Gimel, which is the Hashlama for the dinim of Iyav Shem Psichas HaKever Belodam, which are the dinim that we are currently learning. Let's go back to Judaism. In Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet Se'if Beis, there is a discussion about if you are Mapeles Betov Arbaim Yom, so you're not choshesh that it's a baby. But if it's your choshesh mishum nida, because it's eif shel psichas hakever below down. Meaning the definition of being a yulod, the definition of being a baby, is 40 days. 40 days is the definition. The halacha and science people like to say that there's something that happens at day 40, which is that the heart's four chambers are actually developed. And they all point out that this is like Nisim v'Nichlois, the Chazal knew all of the science in advance. Okay, that's probably interesting, it's true. The problem with like saying these types of proofs is it works in this case, but aren't there like 1,000 cases where you see that Chazal science is just like not what we assume to be science? That is a question on this. So Matalach Teich Arba Im Yom, we assume is not Leida. That's the basic halacha. After Arba Im Yom, so we assume is Leida. How do I make the calculation of Arba Im Yom? How do you know what's considered 40 days? So there seems to be, and the Goyon Maharsha over here comments, that this is a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says Arba Im Yom is L'Tevilaso. According to Rashi, Arba Im Yom is when she went to, is after she went to the mikveh. That's Rashi Shita. Meaning, we're not choshish that she was pregnant from beforehand. Right? When you go to the mikveh, that means you were a nida beforehand. That's why you went to the mikveh. So we're not choshish that you were pregnant, because the very fact that you had your period is indicative of the fact that you're not pregnant. That's the shita of Rashi. The Rambam, however, disagrees, and the Rambam writes that Mapelas b'toich arba'im yom. The definition of arba'im yom is 40 days after Tashmish Hamita. Meaning to say that it's possible that a woman had Tashmish Hamita and then goes to the mikveh. She becomes a nida afterwards, and then goes to the mikveh. Afterwards, it could be that she was pregnant from beforehand. It could be that she was pregnant from before she became a nida. Right? When Rashi says, Avon Yom Tevila, Rashi means that I do not consider anything that happened before her period. That's not part of the cheshbon of 40 days. That's the sheet of Rashi. Obviously, the assumption is that Tevila means that she'll go to the mikveh, and then the couple will be together, and you cheshbon out the 40 days from the time that the couple is together after Tevila. But the Rambam sounds like that we have to be concerned that maybe she was pregnant from before she went to the mikveh. This issue is a very extensive conversation in the Sidrei Tahara Se'if Katin Zayin. He discusses this. It's found in the Pisrei Tshuva here in Os Gimel, that there is a tshuva of the Avodas HaGershuni. The Avodas HaGershuni was Reb Gershon Ashkenazi. Interestingly, he was the Chavrusa of the Shach Spavar. Right? That's the Avodas HaGershuni. So the Avodas HaGershuni is very into the Rashi. He says it's Abayim Yom from the Tzvila. But many do not like this. The Chavis Das does not like this at all. The Aloch and Simen Kuf Peites, when we talk about Vestos, is that the first 3 months of pregnancy, a woman has to be Choshashas for all of the vesusals that existed beforehand. That means, why am I being cautious that my period is going to happen, right? Vestos means that there's some assumption that the regularity of my period is going on. Well, what's going on? How are you cautious for Vesas? Like, one second, that means that she's going to have a period during pregnancy? Like, whoa, that don't happen. Right? You're not supposed to have a period during pregnancy. So the Chavasas says, oh, from Da Zetman, from here you see, that it's not correct. That the halacha, the way Rashi says it, or the way we're assuming Rashi to say, that's Aboim Yom from the Tevila, no. You have to be choishish that it is from even the Bia before the Tevila. Right? Maybe she was pregnant and you see them during the pregnancy. Hi, Tovia.
Would this mean that you point that Thrama would only be Mekil on the first Bia after the wedding? Because there's always a Bia that happened in advance.
So there's always a chance that it happened in advance, yeah. So where do I cheshbon from? So I have to cheshbon, I guess, from the latest possible moment, which is the last bia before, right? The last bia before she went to the mikvah.
She could have had bia, you know, 2 weeks before that as well, and become pregnant then. We don't, meaning unless you have, unless you're.
But again, but I'm going to be. I'm going to be machmir and assume that Arba'im Yom is later. Right? Oh, you're, wait, one second.
I'm saying, she, if you say it's the last bia she had before she went to the mikvah, she could have had bia a week before that and then become pregnant then, and now you're at 50-something days.
So again, so if that's the case, remember, Arba'im Yom means that that's going to be a vlad. Right? So then you have to be teshev for Zohar, Nekeva, etc. So what you're suggesting is that according to the Rambam and Ochanami, according to the Rambam, maybe you were pregnant from 3 weeks beforehand, and the Cheshbon of Arba'im Yom is from before that. I think that's a reasonable concern, and the case has to be that the couple had been separated from some amount of time beforehand. I think that's the way you have to say it, yes.
So according to the Rambam, pretty much in every modern case, you'd have to be choshesh.
So in every modern case, you have to be choshesh, yeah. So that would seem to be the halacha. It's a little bit wild. The Gemara says that Shmuel had certain bekiyos in terms of knowing when a baby had developed to the stage of 40 days. We don't have that bekiyos anymore. So it would seem like you really have to be choshesh from earlier on, yeah. From Rashi, we assume that you're not pregnant from before. If you have a period, that's proof positive that you're not pregnant. And the Chavistas asks from Vestos. Gershon, do you have a comment?
Do we really not have this bekiyos?
So the Acharonim say in the Shevet HaLevi, he writes, listen, if you take a pregnancy test and you know you're not pregnant, so you're not pregnant. Right. But in the case that you didn't take a pregnancy test, you always have like these stories in like the New York Post or like these rag type of newspapers about a woman didn't realize that she was pregnant and then suddenly she like has a baby. No? Like, it's always like a common type of believe it or not story. I don't know. It is a little interesting. In terms of the din of Vestos, so some of the Acharonim are saying, let me just finish this point, because it's related to what Gershon said. The din is I'm choshesh for Vestos for 3 months. What's the pshat in 3 months? So the pshat in 3 months, the Sidrei Tahara quotes, it might be that at 3 months, it's called hukar ubrun, you know for sure she's pregnant. So that's the definition of when you know she's pregnant. Anytime beforehand, you'd say, well, maybe she's pregnant, maybe she isn't pregnant. But if you have a pregnancy test, then you know for sure she is not pregnant from beforehand, and then we can make our cheshbon of 40 days from that time.
Can you also examine the blood?
Can you also what?
Examine the blood.
Yeah, you could do that. In other words, if you know, if you do some sort of test, and it's a verifiable test by other sources, so we believe that testing works. And there's a whole discussion out there, and maybe someone else has to verify the test as well. That's something that we'll talk about at some other point, about the Sugiv Netmanos HaRofen. We'll have to discuss that. Now, there are those in the Sidrei Tahara. He points out that maybe it could be Deicha Rashi. Maybe when Rashi says Arba'im Yom for the Tevila, Rashi means Arba'im Yom for Tevila after having a baby. But if it's after the Tevila, even Rashi is masking that maybe you're pregnant beforehand and you got your period while you're pregnant. It happens not to be completely uncommon that women at the beginning of pregnancy, they have like a condition often that they do see dam in the first trimester. It's not completely uncommon, although honestly at the very beginning of pregnancy, if you see dam, usually that's what's called a chemical pregnancy, which means it's like a super early miscarriage. That's the basic halacha. Now, there's another cheshbon that we have to take into account when we calculate the 40 days, which is that the Gemara mentions in a number of places that there is gimel yamim for klitas hazera. That sometimes the sperm can take 3 days before it fertilizes the egg. So that means that 40 maybe is 43. Right? So maybe, right, we have to make that cheshbin as well. Again, there's a whole literature about this. There's a whole literature about this in the Nishmas Avram, etc. Some of the people point out the nafka mina in this literature is the baby that comes after one of these situations where the baby is chayiv and pidyon haben. I think this is a terrible mistake. I think it's a terrible mistake. If you look in some of the Siddurim, even in the Koran Siddur, they quote that a baby after 40 days of a baby after a pregnancy that lasted 40 days, such a baby is not chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. It's not true. If you look in Simen Shin Hei, in the Simen of Pidyon HaBen, Sef Chof Gimel, we paskin that only when it was Nisrachim Evarov does that exempt the Ba'achar of Min Pidyon. Only when it begins to look like a baby a little bit. I think the 40-day cheshbin is really not correct. And again, look it up in Simen Shin Hey, Se'if Chaf Gim on the Pesach Tshuva there, Se'if Katan Chaf Tes. If I'm making a mistake, Gevaldik, but it seems to me that many of the Siddurim who in like a short essay or short, not even a full paragraph, two sentences, they talk about when you're chayv and pinyan ben. I think they are making a mistake. Okay. Now, some of the achrayim say that there's a difference between if a woman has a kesem and she has a real re'iyah, or if she has a slight flow and she has a real re'iyah. It could be that if you have a full-fledged period, bismanina, we know that you were not pregnant from beforehand. But if you have a kesem, so it could be that you are pregnant from beforehand. Others say no, that even a kesem is indicative of the fact that you were not pregnant beforehand. Again, this is all within the Rashi world. Some say vestos is not really proof positive, it's like a special halacha by Vestos. I'm not exactly sure the lumdus why this would be true, but there are some who say that type of idea. Now, the issue is that the Mishnah has a line that lo amr b'ksamim lahakel ela lahachmir. Right? Ksamim is a chumra, not a kula. If you hold that you reset the clock by having a kesem, so that would mean that ksamim is going to end up being a kula rather than a chumra. So that's already worth focusing on. Again, there's a whole discussion about this in the Sidrei Tahara and the Pesachei Tshuva. That's the first issue that we should discuss. Shulchan Aruch tells me, the Mechaber says this, and the Ramah explains it, that within 40 days, it's not a yoledes, but she's still going to be tmeya because of a halacha of iyashal psichas hakever bleidam. The psichas hakever, when the uterus opens, so automatically dam has to come out. Now, when I say psichas hakever means when the uterus opens, that's the pashtus. The way the mivneh ha'isha is that you have the vagina, which is really the vulva. Slightly more inside of that, you have the cervix. The cervix is one of the areas of the body which has the type of tissue. It has like ridges on it. It's called bein hashinayim because it's like there are teeth. Right? It goes up and down. It bumps. Similar to like your esophagus, no? The esophagus, you can feel like bumps on it. That is the uterus. That is, the cervix. And inside of that is the uterus. The discussion of psichas hakever is not abundantly clear what we mean by psichas hakever. Does psichas hakever mean the external os, which is the opening from the vulva into the cervix? Is psichas hakever the internal os, which is the opening from the cervix into the uterus? That is a very big discussion. Kind of holds this because I want to come back to it. If we don't get there today, I want Emir Sisham to talk about this on Sunday, because that's very relevant lahalacha. So we paskin that a woman who has dam within 40 days of pregnancy is tameya, because iyav shel psichas hakever below dam. It's not yeledes, but she is going to be tameya. She's chayshoshes mishum nida afilu lo ra'asa. Ma'palas betoch arba'im yom. The din is iyav shel psichas hakever below dam. Now, there is a machlokes hatanoim on daf chaf aleph, whether Eshel Psichas HaKever below dam or Eshel Psichas HaKever below dam, Machlokas Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. Mainstream Judaism is that we paskin, like it says here in Shulchan Aruch, Eshel Psichas HaKever below dam. But as we know, Judaism is a great religion, and the Rambam was born, and the Rambam paskins that Eshel Psichas HaKever below dam. So that is one variable in the sugya. Another variable in the sugya is a shita of Reb Achaygon in the She'otis, that Reb Achaygon says that the din of Psichas HaKever is only on a vlad that has developed to 40 days. Pachos me'arba'im yom, there is no such thing as Psichas HaKever klal v'ikar. Now, this is all very important because the Achronim have lengthy discussions. If you look here in the Pisrei Tshuva Eis Dalet, he quotes that the Note of Yehuda Sof Siman Kuf Chaf. It's mamish four lines in the Note of Yehuda. It's like one of the shortest Note of Yehudas ever. The Note of Yehuda writes that it's a davar pashut. And when it comes to Psichas HaKever, there's no difference between whether the Psichas HaKever is mi bifnim or whether the Psichas HaKever is mi bachutz. There's no difference if there's like an urge, a stimulus that's coming from inside the body, or even let's say if a doctor inserts a instrument, so that could create psichas hakever, even though it's mibachutz. That's what the Note of Yehuda says. Davar pashut. It's also interesting. In some of the svarim, even the Shevet Halevi, usually it's not really precise. Shevet Halevi writes that the Note of Yehuda is mistapik. He don't say mistapik none. His lashon is pashut. Right? That's the way the Note of Yehuda says it. So davar. It's a davar pashut that there's no chiluk between mi bifnim and mi bachutz. Therefore, the Nagid Yehuda writes that if the doctor sticks his finger or a kli into the makar, so she's tameya out psichas hakever. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva says, and the Chochma Sadim quotes this, Pisrei Tshuva says that, listen, you're not going to stick the finger in that deeply that it's going to create initial psichas hakever. Were that to be the case, so any time a woman does a bedika or a hefsek tahara, she becomes tameya al psichas hakever. That is inconceivable, right? That can't happen. It's not shaykh that every bedika makes a woman tameya. That would kind of undermine the whole period, the whole point of bedikas, no? So that's not shaykh. What it probably means is that the etzba is the shi'ur of psichas hakever. There is a certain minimal measurement less than which it's not considered an opening for Psichas HaKever. That's the sugya I want you to look at in Siman Kuf Peches, Se'if Gimel, and the Bir Hagra over there. It's entirely possible that the finger, according to the Yehud, is the shiur, but in terms of the depth of Psichas HaKever, so then and Enochanami, inserting the finger, won't go deep enough for Psichas HaKever. The Reb Baruch Frankel to Umin has Ha'aros on the Nagib Yehuda. In his Ha'aron, this Nagib Yehuda, Reb Baruch Frankel to Umin says, I'm surprised actually the Pesach Yeshiva does not quote this. Reb Baruch Frankel to Umin writes that there's no such thing as Psichas HaKever Mibachot. He says the Nagib Yehuda says that Psichas HaKever Mibachot is making an assumption that a woman is Lahavdil like a balloon that's full of dam. So if I pop a balloon, I put anything into the balloon, it all comes out. So that's what Psichas HaKever Mibachot means, Zucker Bar Frankel. But that's not really true. Because Psichas HaKever is not that the Isha's Malay Adam. She's only Malay Adam right before she has her period. Basically, the way women's bodies work is that there is something called the endometrial lining, which builds up. It gets like really full of blood. The reason why it gets really full of blood is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a situation that when the woman becomes pregnant, there is a space for that fertilized egg to implant itself and to develop, to get its nutrients, etc. That means that a woman's endometrial lining is going to be very thin at certain times. Only right before she actually has her period will it be really fat. And even then, it's not like a balloon. Right? It's not like totally full of dam. So Rabbi Frankel Tumim says, this whole idea of Psichas HaKever Mibachot is not correct. It's just not correct. And and Rashi sounds like this also. And that's the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about Psichas HaKever or not. Rashi writes, Psichas HaKever means when an Isha is getting ready to have a baby. It's Dam Leida. Yesho Psichas HaKever Leidam, Zakrashi is Dam Leida. The Ramban, in his Hilchos Nida, Perek Zayin, Oth Tes Vav, the Ramban also writes that Psichas HaKever means Psichas HaKever for Leida. That means, if it's not a situation of yoledes, or potential yoledes, there's no pregnancy involved, so then I do not have to deal with the issue of Psichas HaKever. This, of course, would solve one of the big issues in Yiddishkeit, which is that when we learned the sugya of Hargasha, we pointed out that the mainstream shita of Hargasha is the shita of the Trumas Hadeshen, that when the woman, right, feels niftach hamakar, no? There are three shitas in Hargasha, right? Nizdazah gufa beverah, according to the Rambam, the Trumas Hadeshen of Zivas Devralach, and the mainstream shita that makes it to Shulchan Aruch is that psichas pi hamakar is a Hargasha. So, what's going on, right? How is there a discussion if it's Psichas HaKever Mibachot or not Mibachot L'cha'ira, when you feel it open, it's problematic. That's Niftach Piyamakar. That creates a Hargasha. And the din of Hargasha, the Trumas Hadeshen tells me, is Hargasha Afapi Hirgisha, even without Dam, she's Tameya. That's the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi. No, we learned these halachas. Even if you don't see any Dam, Hargasha below Dam creates Tuma. So how come over here we say that you feel it open, and therefore it's problematic because we know there's dam.
Kever and the makar are interchangeable?
What?
The kever and the makar are the same thing?
Probably. But the answer might be, and Ramesh Feinstein has this in his Truvas Nechelik Bezi Yeridei Asimenei above, that Psichas HaKever means dam leida. It's a simen kuf tzadi dalad. So yeah. But there's another sugya within the dinim of Hargasha, which is not a Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet sugya. And what this would mean, L'cha'era, is that Psichas HaKever has to be that the woman is pregnant, and in most cases, a gynecological exam would not create an issue. That would be the Pashtus. Nonetheless, the Achronim seem to be machmir like this Noda Yehuda, that they say that there is a din of psichas hakever mibachutz, and they say that when a woman goes to the gynecologist, she should find out the particular instrument that's being used and the diameter of that instrument, etc., because possibly there's a din of psichas hakever. According to this Rabbi Frankel, which seems to shtim with Rashi and the Ramban, the whole conversation does not begin. That, I think, is what emerges. Now, there's also a discussion that the Piskei Tshuva quotes, the end of Se'if Katin Dalet. He quotes in the Tshuva Me'ahava, that the Tshuva Me'ahava quotes in the Noda Yehuda, that when we say, Em Psichas Haker B'Leidam, that means when something comes out, Yotza Mimenu Davar Gosh, O Chaticha. But if nothing comes out, or only mashke comes out, then we don't say Em Psichas Hakever B'Leidam. So the Cha'ira, there's a steer in the Noda Yehuda. No? How could it be that the Noda Yehuda writes, on the one hand, that Psichas Hakever B'Chutz creates Psichas Hakever? That means, well, Cha'ira, I stick the instrument in, I take it out, she's Tameya, but Noda Yehuda says that's only Tameya when you have a Davar Gush that comes out, or the like. That seems to be a Kasha. Eli.
Because the other thing goes into the kever, it could be that
that's like something goes. So in that same item that goes in, it could be that item comes out, and that creates a psichas hakever. You were just mechavin to Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis in his Tshuva Space Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, I could give you the Maror Malkum somewhere. The problem is, like, I take notes in ways that is only understandable to me. That's why I asked one of the guys on the share this morning if he could give me his notes, because it's hard for me to find stuff sometimes. But basically, in the somewhere I could find it somewhere in the Tshuvas of the Beis Yitzchak, he makes this cheshbon that what the Noda Yehuda means, that what goes in comes out, and that thing that comes out is like a davar gush that comes out, and consequently it creates tumah. Now, how did I pass in the halacha about psichas hakever mibachutz? So we said, Noda Yehuda's machmir, Rabbi Frankel's meko, many achrenim are machmir. The standard approach is to be machmir. Although I should note that the Chazon Ish, in Simen Pei Gimel, Se'if Katin Aleph, and then in Se'if Katin Vav, the Chazon Ish writes that he thinks this, the Pashtus and Shas, that's like the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish in general, that the Stam Sugya indicates that Psichas HaKever is only Mibifnim, because it's Isarusa Deleida. That's his Lashon, which would fit in exactly with Rabbi Frankel, etc. But the Chazon Ish leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun, and because he leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun, again, the Minog of Morvei Hora'ah is to be Machmer and the Shaila of Psichas HaKever. The question, of course, is, why should I be machmir? L'chore, I have a spek sveik or l'hakel. On the one hand, there's a machlek, is about psichas hakever mibachutz. On the other hand, or additionally, I have a Rambam, who paskins efshel of psichas hakever b'leidam. And the she'ultai says, teichar ba'im yoyim, efshel of psichas hakever b'leidam. So l'chore, I have a spek sveik to be Mekel. Ellie?
Rambam is a sheet in the Tanakh. If we decide to sheet in the Tanakh or a Speksveka?
Why not? I'm not being mitzvah for sheet in the Tanakh. I'm being mitzvah for the Rambam who paskins like that sheet in the Tanakh. So this is already an interesting issue. The Avni Nezer in Siman Kuf Chaf Daled raises this question. And Avni Nezer says he doesn't think it's a real Speksveka. Based on the Kloma Speksveka, like both Svekas are whether there's Dam or there's no Dam, so that doesn't help. If you look in Igris Moshe, Chelek Gimel of Orechayim, Simen Kuf, when Moshe Feinstein writes a Yisod that Mamish blows up all of Tshuvas Yichav Adas and Yavi Omer, when Moshe says that Safek or Machlokas Beplukta HaAchronim is not a Svek Sveka. You can't say there's a Safek, right? Because there's a Machlokas HaPoiskim, You have to pask in the machlokas haposkim based on whatever klalei hapsak you use, right? Whether you look into the sugya and come up with the psak, or you use like klalei hapsak in general, but you pask in that shayla. So, there's a few ways of saying this. One way of saying is that the sheet of the Rambam is in Gans and Upgeschlacht, because the Rambam, you like that, good Yiddish. Right? The Rambam, Rabbi Rosenzweig, has never used those words in Shir, ever. No, in Gans and Upgeschlacht. But the Rambam Shita that Efshe Psichas Kev Lo Dam is totally rejected. That's why Rav Shechter says it. There's a difference between small a Shita that some accept and a Shita Dechu Yelagamre. And the Shita Dechu Yelagamre would never mitzdarif to Svek Sveika. And it could be that the fact that the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch rejects the Shita means it doesn't even count as Svek Sveika. Alternatively, you could just say that what Rav Moshe means is that a machlokes haposkim isn't a Svek Sveika. There's Rav Frank on the neighborhood of a machlokes, but whether it's psichas akevim b'chutz, but that's not called a suffix, that's called a machlokes haposkim. There is a tshuva in the Nachlas Shiva. If I'm not mistaken, the Nachlas Shiva is the son of the Taz. Nachlas Shiva is mamish, the classical sefer on shtarels. If anyone ever has like a random shtar that you have to put together, like a shtar of Mechira l'Shabbos or Ksuba de Irkasa or something, you look in the Nachlas Shiva. I got my Nachlas Shiva from the library of Dr. Norman Lamb. When they cleaned out his office, there was a bunch of sperm they gave away, so this was actually a very useful day. So in the Tshuva's Nachlas Shiva Simen Tess, he talks about the following case. The Pesach Tshuva has this in Eis Ches. A woman has Sirei Leida. She's Yashva Al Hamash there. And then nothing comes out. No baby. They call the Mialedes. Right? The Mialedes checks her out. The Mialedes thinks, maybe the baby is coming, or the baby seems to be coming. B'chavolem lo nachlu labani'imin. Adayin hi holeches ukresa ben shineha dalad shavuos. 4 weeks afterwards, she's walking around. Kresa ben shineha. She's still pregnant. So what's halacha in this case? So the Nachlas Shiva quotes that this is a machlekes between the women from Poland and the women from Germany. The women from Poland say that the minhag in Poland is that since she was Yoshval Hamashbeir, she's Tmeya. But the women from Germany say she is not Tmeya. She is Tahira. Because it's that. Zot and Nachlas Shiva, everybody knows that the minhagim of Poland are more powerful than the minhagim of Germany. Which is really interesting because he served as a rabbi in German communities. okay.
Where was he around?
The Nachlas Shiva was a rav in like 5 different German communities over time. I just looked on like the Hebrew Wikipedia, like in the elevator on the way to Shir. I don't remember offhand which community. It's from a bunch of Kehilos and Ashkenaz. But he says the Minhagim of Poland are better. The Nachlas Shiva also writes that in Orechayim, Simin Shin Lamed, there's a discussion at what point are you Mechal Shabbos for a woman who's in childbirth. And there are 3 shittas based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes. Either when she's Yosheves Al Hamashbir, or when Chavei Roseha Nos Osa, or when Dam comes out. Those are the 3 shittas in the Gemara. And we paskin that for Chol Shabbos, any one of them is enough. The Rif paskins that for Chol Shabbos, you need 2 of them. Zok the Nachlas Shiva. Unbelievable how he could say this. Nachlas Shiva says, yeah, that Hamachlekes is Le'inyin Shabbos. But Le'inyin Nida, since it's a Chi of Kares, everybody would hold that one of the 3 is enough. Even the Rifu says you need 2 of the 3 by Hilchas Shabbos. 1 of the 3 would be enough by Hilchas Nida. Davarza Nima Mashal Mevin. And if you look in the Pisre, in the Sidri Tahara and Oskothei, his presentation of it, if you look in the Teres Hashlamim over here, they say, 1 second, Hilchas Shabbos is for sure more Machmir than Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Shabbos, I'm dealing with Safik B'Koach Nefesh. Right, so that's the shaila. When you machal Shabbos for a woman who's having a baby, so like, of course, machal Shabbos early on. How could it be How could it be that we are more machmir? And by nida, we're going to say that she is tamea when only one of the simanim happens. When for Shabbos, according to some of the Rishonim, according to the Rish, you need two of the simanim. But nonetheless, nachla shiva paskins, la halacha, like the minhag in Poland, that she is tamea when she's yashval amashbir, and the husband can't touch her for a full month. That's what emerges from the nachla shiva. Most achrayim disagree with the nachla shiva. They point out the Taras HaShlomim's nusach, which is a standard trope among poskim, is that by a davar she'enol matzoy lo shayach minhag. What are you telling me? The minhag in Poland? No minhag! Right? How often does it happen that a woman sits down on the birthing stool and then she does not have a baby for 4 weeks? That's davar she'enol matzoy. Davar she'enol matzoy lo shayach minhag. Moreover, Hilchas Shabbos, if anything, is more chamor than Hilchas Nida. Moreover, there are different ways of saying this. The way the Rebbe Reb Yonson Eifshet says this in the Crazy Uplasi, which the Sidri Tahara quotes, is that Igoi Muslim Afreya, that it wasn't really correct. Yashval HaMashber is not a Siba for Tumah. The Sidri Tahara says, let's say the woman begins to have labor pains, and you call for the Miyaladis. She's not going to sit down on the birthing stool yet, because the Miyaladis didn't yet get here, but there's a good chance, so she's Tamea from that point. It's not that you have to mamish sit on the mashbir. And if a woman sits on the mashbir and doesn't have the baby, Gloy Milsom Afreya, that she was not an Ida. That's the way the Crazy Uplasi, that's what Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz suggests. The Chavis Das has a different approach. The Chavis Das writes that the reason why she is Tochaira in this case, like the Minig of Ashkenaz, not like the Minig of Poland, the Achrayim disagree with the Nachla Shiva, is because the din of after Psichas HaKever B'lei Dam is what we said at the end of the Pesachim Tshuva Ostalet. It's only when something comes out. If nothing comes out, so there's no din of Psichas HaKever. Right, so she's sitting down expecting to have a baby, nothing comes out, so then no psichas hakever. That's what emerges from the Chavis Das. There are a few nafgaminas between the Chavis Das's mahalach and the Crazy Uplasi's mahalach. Again, the Crazy Uplasi is saying that Igoi Muslim Afreya, that it wasn't Sire Leda, that it wasn't the psichas hakever. The Chavis Das is saying that it's not psichas hakever because nothing came out. According to the Chavis Das, or Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva in the Chelak Beis Siman Ayin Vav, the only reason why you tell her is because nothing came out. So you have to be mevarer that nothing came out. You have to do a bedika. That's what the would emerge according to the Chavis Das. According to the Sidrei Tahara, Igloy Moslem Afrei was nothing. There's no need for a bedika. Another case that comes up is sometimes a woman goes into preterm labor, and the doctors pull a trick to get her to stop the labor. But they, again, if you're doing it at home, actually you drink wine. You're not supposed to drink wine during pregnancy, but it happens that if you begin to feel labor pains, like you chug some wine. It's supposed to slow it down, or the doctors have like various medications that they use to slow it down. According to the Chavis Das, you're not Tamei in that case, because one nice and nothing came out. But according to the Sidrei Tahara, I can't say Igloy Milsom Afreya that the pains that you felt were nothing. Because one nice, the pains were something. One nice, it is a psichas hakever. Nor of us, we stopped the psichas hakever on day medication. Mr. Morel.
I don't understand if Moshe's pitarel, doing a
bedika.
A bedika is not
mavar,
it came out.
It's a chumrah. When Moshe says, according to the Chavis Das, the only reason why you're tachayra is because nothing came out. Do a bedika to make sure Ken said that there really is something that came out.
But nothing that came out is like an object. It's not like a bound. That's what I'm saying.
So I think what Reb Moshe means is check that maybe there's some object that's partially, that's in the process of coming out. It's not a normal bedika. I agree with that. It's not a normal bedika. Again, I'm just reporting what Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva. Um, how long do you have to go? Right? The Sutra Dhara says that you sit down on the birthing stool, you're tameya at that point, and the husband should not touch you. According to the Chavistas, the husband can touch you until something comes out. So Reb Feivel Cohen in the Biyurim Sefer Badei HaShulchan writes that in cases of real need, right, you call the midwife, you call the doctor, and they don't come, so do you have to be nervous that your wife's a nida? And you shouldn't touch her at that point. So he says, well, b'shas hadchak, in difficult situations, you can rely on the chavis das. If it's mamish b'shas hadchak, if it's mamish, she's in terrible pain and there's no one around, so of course the harchot and nida don't apply, like we'll discuss when we learn kuf tzadi hei, mirtz Hashem. So again, what I want to talk about next time are some of the practical dinim of psichas hakever, kuf peiches if gimel, and some of the practical dinim of leida, what point one becomes a nida in leida. If you're interested, there's a long shir that I have online called What Halakha Expects When You Are Expecting, where I get into lots of the details about how you go to the hospital, etc., all the practical stuff. We're not going to go into like all the practical stuff, only some of the practical stuff. Gentlemen, tomorrow I want to do some hashgafa and have a wonderful day.